Up next, okay, you've listened to us talk about energy and alternative energies, and you've decided you want to do some shopping on your own. And if you know, maybe you want to start with solar panels on your house. If you've ever considered putting solar panels on your house, you've probably had an experience, maybe something like this. You do a little Googling. You find a place maybe hundreds of miles from your house that might sell you the solar panels. And a little more searching, you find an installer. And you hear, well, maybe your installation might come from your neighbor's daughter's boyfriend's mechanic knows someone who can install them, right? Maybe. But then how will you get them hooked up to your utility? How will you know if it's legal? What kind of legal ramifications? What about those tax credits you've heard about? Federal, some of them state. Do you need an accountant for all of this? Well, it's enough for even the most stalwart do-it-yourselfer to chuck it all and watch college football instead. But wouldn't it be great if you could just walk into a store and order what you wanted and have someone work out all the details for you? Well, now you can, at least if you live near Swarthmore, Pennsylvania. It's where the Open Sky Energy System has set up shop. You walk in, and the folks there promise to get you onto solar and maybe even off the grid, and they'll do all the paperwork. Joining me to talk more about it is Benjamin Williams, Chief Technology Officer for Open Sky Energy Systems. Welcome to Science Friday.
Thanks a lot.
If I walk into your store, what am I going to see?
Well, you're going to walk in to see some actually sustainable design floors. It's renewable bamboo. We have all of our offices working on trying to get in the right spirit right away, and you'll also see things like examples of installations, different kinds of solar panels, and diagrams of the solutions to sort of help understand how the systems go together and how you fit into the whole picture.
Will you help me draw up a whole plan for putting the stuff on my roof and all the other parts I need?
Absolutely.
From soup to nuts.
Absolutely. I mean, it's the way we start out is we'll talk a little bit about the overall system, sort of frame your understanding of how it all works together in terms of regulatory structure and in terms of the actual technology itself. We'll talk about what kind of, if you're going to mount it on your roof, which kind of roofs are the best, which direction, south-facing is, of course, the best possible. But there's a lot of other options available. We'll talk about how the actual install will go and last and not least, of course, is the financial aspect, where we talk about different ways to pay back your system or how to frame your investment, what kinds of financial structures you can use to make it more affordable.
And you'll help me do all that paperwork?
Absolutely.
Filing with the government or my taxes or something like that?
Mm-hmm.
And do you help me decide whether I want the electrical producing panels, or one solar thermal panels, or those two different kinds, hot water or electricity?
Absolutely. I mean, each different solution is really best for a different kind of person, and for based on what you're trying to accomplish with your installation as well. As you point out, it's split up into electrical panels and solar thermal panels. Mm-hmm. Thermal panels can help you offset your hot water usage, like your natural gas burner, or if you have an oil furnace which heats your water, that can offset your petroleum usage that way. Or you can use it to directly heat your house, either through heating coils and a forced air convection system, or through the floorboards. If you have a house that is available to install directly in the floorboards, you can have a very efficient system where the fluid flows from the panels, the collectors on the roof, and through the floorboards in order to heat your house that way as well.
Tim from Las Vegas has a question. Hi, Tim. Welcome to Science Friday.
How are you guys doing? And I want to thank you, Ira, for having a great show. Living in Las Vegas, of course, we've got a lot of sun. But one of the biggest problems that we're running into is that it is just so expensive to go ahead and put on, even just for your water heater here. And it's very difficult to find also someone to come out mm-hmm. and help you do maintenance on it.
Ben, you help with all of that.
Absolutely true. In terms of the maintenance that's required on them, certainly the fluid systems, the thermal systems, do require a little bit more maintenance because it's a moving fluid through. Your hot water heaters that you have in your house oftentimes have to be replaced as often as every 10 years. That's relatively the same for the systems in the solar case. But in the case of photovoltaic panels, they're essentially maintenance-free for the extent of the installation for 20, 30 years.
What is the payback period on them?
Oh, that is always the question that gets asked, and it really depends. If you are installing an average system, say between 3 or 4 kilowatts, your capital cost, not counting any kind of rebates, any kind of credits, your renewable energy credit trading, or anything like that, you're looking at $30,000-$40,000 for the install. Obviously, that's a pretty big price to pay, but when you count things like the rebates, in Pennsylvania we just passed a rebate that looks like it'll be about 35%. The federal rebates were capped at $2,000. There's a possibility that cap will be removed if and when it gets passed. So, you're able to take off right off the top almost 50% of your capital cost. Plus, when you add in things like the renewable energy credit trading, which right now is trading for about $250 per megawatt in Pennsylvania, and as much as $450 to $500 per megawatt in states like New Jersey, where it's a little bit more established, your payback period goes even lower. We've seen payback periods on the order of 6 to 7 years for sort of the perfect storm of rebates and renewable energy credit paybacks. Mm-hmm. That's not really the most common scenario, but between 10 and 15 years is certainly not unreasonable in a state that has both trading and rebates available.
And you find all the electrical contractors and the people to install it for your customers?
Absolutely. I mean, when it comes to regulations for doing installs in someone's house, local regulations trump all else. A lot of times you'll have to go directly to the local ruling parties and find out what they want from advanced drawings, find out what kind of installers and licenses you'll have to get. We take care of all of that within the guise of our contract, and we'll make sure that it's registered within the township or the city or whatever entity has to be done locally.
Are there any more people like you around the country?
I would have to say there are probably quite a few. We are one of the few in southeastern Pennsylvania, and we felt like it was really important to make the jump from being a sort of a garage shop to a place with an actual store where people can come in and see what we've done and sort of put their hands all over it and really understand how the system goes together. Because most of the questions we get really are more of that, they don't understand how everything fits together, how the systems work, and where mm-hmm. their system will fit into the greater grid of mm-hmm. power production.
Talking with Benjamin Williams, Chief Technology Officer for Open Sky Energy Systems on Talk of the Nation Science Friday from NPR News. How could we find people in their own neighborhoods, find installers like you, Ben?
Well, as you pointed out in the beginning of your bit, I mean, there's plenty of people you can find on things like Google, on the Internet. More and more that becomes a clearinghouse for such things. But a lot of areas, southeastern Pennsylvania included, have increasingly business groups that are focused on renewable energy, that are focused on green design, sustainable design. We've formed partnerships with roofing companies, with green design firms, architects, with general contractors. So we try and hook up with the correct people both to help us do installs correctly and make sure that we're keeping up on the latest technology there, but also to make sure that we're connected with all the right people who will want to get installed. So, if you're getting a work done in your house anyway, I would try talking to your general contractor, try talking to an architect that's working with that, and also try looking around for business groups, chambers mm-hmm. of commerce. They oftentimes have a lot of connections to figure out how the, where the these companies are.
And as someone who started in a new business, can you make money in this business?
I think so. I mean, it's a little tough right now because everything is very much in flux. As you were talking about earlier in the hour, the tax credit legislation on the federal level is being thrown around quite a bit, but no one's really sure exactly how it's going to come out of the wash. The same thing is true in many, many states. California and New Jersey, probably the exceptions, with states like Connecticut and New York following as well, where you have very good programs in place. But the majority of states, I think, are really just trying to figure it all out. And especially in Pennsylvania, where they've passed the initial bill, which is a good step, they have not quite figured out all the intricacies of implementing it yet. Mm. That's what we hope to have in the next couple months. Mm. So I think you can definitely make money in it. I think it's going to be a very, very big market coming up in the future as more people understand it better and the financial aspect of it gets a lot better as well.
So there's no reason why anybody should hold back. They can find guys like you at Open Sky Energy Systems and get those solar panels put in.
Absolutely.
All right. I want to thank you and good luck to you. Thank you for taking time to be with us.
Well, thank you.
Benjamin Williams, Chief Technology Officer for Open Sky Energy Systems. If you're in Pennsylvania, that's in Swarthmore, Pennsylvania. But as he says, there are places all over the country of new businesses, talking about green new businesses that are starting up, trying to talk about alternative energies.